It's the Ins and Outs of Money, presented by the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. Quick tips for getting control of your money, no matter how big or small your income or family is.
Welcome again to the Ins and Outs of Money. I'm Ryan Stacey with the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. And this week we are going to say a few words to this year's crop of college graduates. The first words I want to say to all of you are congratulations, you did it, well done. The other words I want to say to you though are be careful. Today's recent graduates are facing a situation maybe no other generation of college-educated Americans have faced before. An oversaturated job market, which puts downward pressure on salaries and benefits, not to mention those huge debt loads. It's estimated that the average grad leaves college with over $30,000 in student loans to pay off. So there's absolutely no better time to get smart about your money than right now. You've worked too hard to make the money mistakes too many grads make. It's not all bad news, though. You're actually in a unique position to do yourself some big financial favors in certain ways. Here are a few pointers on taking advantage of and avoiding some pitfalls of your early post-grad life. First off, for better or for worse, it's time for a reality check. I hate to be the one to break it to you, grad, but your relationship to money is about to change, possibly dramatically. It might have been manageable to stay afloat, even if it was tough sometimes, on the part-time jobs you held as a student, maybe the kindness of family and friends, but your spending in your new life might become less about where the party is on Friday and more about keeping the lights on. That's okay. Lights and hot water are good, and a healthy approach to spending does allow for spending some of it on fun, but it's crucial that you prepare for a new way of thinking about money. Now is a great time to sit down, look at how much you owe to whom, and how much you have coming in income. Looking at those numbers, especially if you don't have a good job lined up right after graduating, can really put things in perspective. Next, look for ways you can keep your spending low, and especially where you can cut back. A great way to get a snapshot of your spending is to keep a receipt for every penny you spend for the next month or two, then take a look at where your money went. You might be surprised how quickly you can identify some purchases that don't seem so important on second look. One particular thing you might be spending more on than you need to is food, especially food from restaurants. Learn to cook and make a great cup of coffee at home, and you could save yourself more than you realize. It's healthier, too. The point is, every little bit you can keep in your bank account is a little bit you can save, which is what you should try to do a lot of during the grace period of 6 months or so that many student loan providers give you before it's repayment time. It will come in very handy if times get tougher. And speaking of loans, the only thing worse than those low-interest student loans hanging over your head would be high-interest debt like credit cards, right? Avoiding debt should be a top priority for your whole life, but especially for the next few years. So do yourself a favor. When you do land a job, don't go overboard with rewarding yourself. Live within your means, even if it means driving an older car and having a roommate or two. One advantage you do have right now is that you've just lived like a college student for a few years. You know how to make a meal from ramen and whatever, where the bargains are, and you probably have friends in the same boat as you. Stick it out a little while longer. The reward will be bigger, I promise. The last thing I'd like you to think about is something that won't happen for 1,000 years. Okay, it just feels like 1,000 years from now, but I promise you'll thank yourself if you plan for it now. I'm talking about retirement. Yes, already. Because of the way interest and taxation on your retirement savings work, you'll retire with a much bigger nest egg, up to 2 to 3 times bigger if you start saving in your 20s rather than in your 30s and 40s. Even if it's a few dollars a week, try to put something away for your retirement years and take advantage of all the plans an employer might offer you. Passing those up is like passing up a raise. Now, I hope you aren't taking my advice the wrong way, grad. I'm sure the last thing you want is one more lecture, and I know I don't have to tell you that money's tight these days. I truly wish the best for you. What I'm doing is just encouraging you to use your money smarts to make the best plan you can for yourself, to invest in your future self the best way you can. So I'll leave that to you with two final words as you venture out on your own path in life. Good luck.
The Ins and Outs of Money is part of the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. It's produced by Ryan Stacey at Level Up, the Digital Creativity Center at the library. Executive producers Joe Crawford and Dan Witherid is our sound editor. Music courtesy of Flannel Graph Records. Tools for taking control of your money can be found at money.mcpl.info. That's money.mcpl as in MonroeCountyPublicLibrary.info.